This is the self-compassion break for shame. Self-compassion is a powerful antidote to shame, and this is a practice that you can apply in your life whenever you feel shame. It's based on the regular self-compassion break and consists of three parts: mindfulness, common humanity, and self-kindness. And this particular recording is intended to give you a felt sense of the three components of self-compassion as they apply to shame. But after you're familiar with the practice, please feel free to apply it in part or as a whole on the spot in a manner that feels just right to you. So to begin, please settle into a comfortable position and close your eyes. And please think of an event in your life, in the past or a current event, that made or makes you feel mildly ashamed, about a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. And let it be an event that you would prefer not to share with others because you imagine that they would think less of you. And as we go through this practice, if you feel uncomfortable and would rather not continue, please take good care of yourself and give yourself just what you need, knowing that you can always return to this practice at a later date. So now please allow yourself to drop into the situation you have in mind. And recall how it feels or how you felt at the time. Notice how shame feels in your body. And now seeing if you can discover where you feel shame the most in your body, which region of your body. Allowing your experience to be just as it is, perhaps making just a little more room than usual for the experience of shame in your body. And try labeling the experience for yourself in a gentle and kind way. Perhaps saying, "Oh, shame. This is how shame feels." And if you like, naming what you're afraid others might think about you if they knew what you're ashamed about. So a negative core belief that may underlie the shame, such as, "I'm defective, I'm incompetent, I'm inadequate, I'm unworthy, I'm too much, I'm not enough." What are you afraid others might think about you? And then naming that belief in a kind way. Understanding that this is a belief, not a fact. And that beliefs like this are part of the experience of shame. You might be feeling a bit isolated and alone at this moment. That's the nature of shame, but you're not alone. Everyone feels shame. Shame is a universal emotion. So know that what you're experiencing now is part of the human experience. And many people would feel just as you do, or just as you did in the same situation. And please consider for a moment that you only feel like this because you, like everyone else on this planet, just wants to be loved, or to be appreciated, to belong, whatever word fits for you. Shame happens because we want so much to be loved and appreciated by others. Can you connect with that wish beneath the experience of shame? Can you give yourself permission to do so? Now let's see if we can respond to shame in a new way. Can you give yourself some kindness simply because you're having a moment of shame? Perhaps thinking of a living being, a child, a pet, a loved one, a mentor, someone who has a lot of love and compassion, and shows it in their eyes. See those eyes in your mind and allow yourself to bathe in that gaze. Or, if you like, place a hand on the part of your body that feels shame the most. Just feeling the gentle touch or the warmth of your hand. And if you like, even sending kindness through your fingers into that part of your body that's holding shame for you. Or gently rubbing that part of your body. Or consider for a moment what you would most like to hear in a moment like this. Perhaps words of comfort or support, just what you need to hear. For example, I'm here for you, I love you, you're a good person. What might those words be for you? Can you repeat those words for yourself in your own mind, in your own way? Please take some time and give yourself kindness in a way that feels just right for you. Bathing in a compassionate gaze, savoring compassionate touch, or offering yourself words of kindness. Just because you feel shame, like everybody feels shame. And now begin to release the practice, letting the practice settle. Allowing yourself to feel just as you do right now. Letting your experience of the exercise be just as it was. And allowing yourself, if only for this one moment, to be just as you are, just like this. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes.